So today we will be talking about the issue of the segregated schools, well, not segregated schools, but funding for schools being majorly different between white schools and non-white schools. Now, the article where I did this research from was from the New York Times, and it said that there are up to 23 billion, reports say, difference in general, of course, between non-white schools and white schools. Now, the difference for individual school districts is just around 3,400 between each, with Arizona and New Jersey being some of the worst offenders for this. Now, my opinion on this story is that while there is a side that you could say that it is not completely racist or like segregated due to race, racial stuff, because right now the schools are looking at funding for wealthier areas and they see those as more prominent because in wealthier areas they tend to value school more and stuff like that. So they don't see the funding as useful, but in my opinion, it's all the more useful to put more funding, because if you put more funding into the urban schools, then you start to build up the school so that it will be easier access for people to learn and grow and get information to get out of those urban areas and transform those into better the overall education of that area. Now, there is another part to it where the borderization of, like, basically drawing the line where a certain district stops and starts can be segregated, because you're going to wall off all of the urban areas with a lot of non-white students go and then throw the funding in and say, oh, it's just urban areas, whereas you can draw big lines for these large, just general non-urban areas and white schools, and that is how majorly you get the bias of the funding of these two schools. And that's the topic that I decided to research. So, yeah.